Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie, of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks County. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, both the House and the Senate will be back in Harrisburg next week, and the first order of business will be hearing from the governor about his plans for the state budget next year. What's going to be going on?
Well, that's correct. The House and Senate will convene in a joint session of the Pennsylvania General Assembly on Tuesday, February 7th, to hear Governor Tom Wolf's budget proposal for the third year of his administration. In a preview of his address, Wolf has pledged not to ask for an increase in the sales or income taxes, something that I and members of our Republican caucus have been advocating for and fighting for over the past number of years. He is also seeking to consolidate four state agencies, the Departments of Human Services, Health, Aging, and Drug and Alcohol Programs, into one Department of Health and Human Services. This is another thing that we have been asking for years of the governor, is to actually reform government, and it seems like he'll be taking steps to do that. Lawmakers will be looking to study the details of all of these proposals and make sure that we can find ways to save taxpayer money and fund core functions of government in the most efficient ways possible. For the past several years, the House has been able to meet budgetary needs of state government without relying on increases in broad-based taxes, and the governor's budget address is expected to begin close to noon on Tuesday. If you're interested in viewing a live stream of the address, you can visit the House Republican Caucus website at www.pahousegop.com. Again, that's www.pahousegop.com.
And as we get into the spring, people start thinking about getting their taxes done. And I understand that if you have a student who may be going to college in the future and you're trying to put away money to that end, there's a way you can deal with that on your state tax form. What's going on here?
Pennsylvania taxpayers can now deposit their state income tax refund directly into an existing tax-exempt Pennsylvania 529 College Savings Program account. With the new option, all or a portion of the refund can be sent to one or multiple 529 accounts. This can be done while you're completing your PA 40 personal income tax return. If you have any questions about this form or making contributions to 529, you can always contact our office at 610-965-9933. Again, our phone number is 610-965-9933. It's a great option to save, and individuals should remember that contributions are tax exempt, and when using plan withdrawals for qualified educational expenses, they are not subject to tax. In fact, more than 200,000 people are currently saving more than $4 billion in the PA 529 program savings accounts.
Also this summer, there will be an employment program that a lot of students might be interested in, and it's run by PennDOT. What are some of the information folks need to know?
PennDOT will again sponsor an extensive summer employment program, which includes government service interns. The program runs April through August to supplement the permanent workforce, and the government service interns are used primarily for summer maintenance and sign upgrade services. And they perform laboring duties in maintenance organizations as well as work sites along the highway. To be eligible for consideration, candidates must be enrolled as full-time college students for the fall 2017 semester and have a valid Pennsylvania driver's license. If you are interested in this program, you can apply online at www.employment.pa.gov. That's www.employment.pa.gov. under the Summer Employment Positions category. The deadline to apply is Friday, February 10th.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.